Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, September 10th, 2025, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Terra Innovatum and ATB Riva Calzoni join forces to manufacture solo micromodular nuclear reactor. Terra Innovatum and ATB Riva Calzoni have joined forces to manufacture the solo micromodular nuclear reactor. This partnership establishes a comprehensive collaboration for the manufacturing of the first-of-a-kind reactor, with a target for serialization and industrialization by 2028. Terra Innovatum CEO, Alessandro Petruzzi, sees this as a major step towards commercializing their clean energy mission. ATB Riva Calzoni brings heavy equipment engineering expertise and a global presence to the table. The collaboration agreement will support the development and production of the solo reactor, advancing component readiness and accelerating production scale-up to deliver a market-ready clean energy solution. AELF grows management team and staff. Aircraft Engine Lease Finance, or AELF, has expanded its team with the addition of three new members. The company has been growing its fleet, investment capital base, and staff over the past year. Christopher Roy joins as Chief Financial Officer, David Brown as Associate General Counsel, and Ethan Ross as Senior Pricing Associate. AELF marks its 10-year anniversary with increased transaction size and volume, along with ambitious goals. Chris Roy brings extensive financial experience, David Brown contributes nearly two decades of transportation finance expertise, and Ethan Ross adds 12 years of aircraft leasing analysis experience. AELF, an experienced U.S. commercial aircraft lessor, continues to expand its portfolio with customized capital solutions for various partners. Learn more at www.afinc.com. Anchor Resources receives approval to incorporate Muscle Basin into Block Thate Oil and Gas License, Cambodia. Anchor Resources Corp. announces approval to incorporate Muscle Basin into Block Thate Oil and Gas License in Cambodia. This adds 220 square kilometers to the license, making Block Thate a total of 4,277 square kilometers. Enercam Resources Co. Lit. Received approval from the Ministry of Mines and Energy for this expansion. Mike Weeks, president of Enercam, expresses excitement for the potential of the added area for oil and gas exploration. Senior geologist Justin Snelling highlights the prospectivity of the Cenozoic Age sedimentary basin. Seismic operations are underway to evaluate the basin for exploratory drilling. Anchor Resources Corporation is a leading resource optimizer in Cambodia, focusing on mineral and energy solutions. Stay connected with Anchor Resources on social media for updates. State Roundup, Moore launches re-election bid, handgun board wrestles over short-barreled rifles. What will happen to Beltsville's 6,500 USDA acres? Governor Wes Moore officially launched his re-election bid, vowing to serve a full term and not run for president in 2028. Hitachi Rail opens a lighthouse digital factory in Hagerstown, investing in North America. Maryland's Handgun Roster Board debates short-barreled rifles, posing as handguns. The fate of USDA's Beltsville 6,500 acres remains uncertain after the facility's closure announcement. U.S. Wind accuses Trump of pressuring to kill offshore wind projects. David Simon criticizes using The Wire to justify troops in Baltimore. Cecil County's Enterprise Zone expected to expand with 80 acres in Elkton. CareFirst executive Lester Davis will be Governor Moore's next chief of staff, starting this fall. International Trade Association announces support of Texas Proposition 4. The Plastics Pipe Institute, Inc., PPI, a major trade association representing the plastic pipe industry, has endorsed Proposition 4, the November 2025 ballot measure in Texas. PPI urges Texans to vote yes on Proposition 4 to strengthen the state's water systems and prepare for the future. PPI President David M. Fink highlighted the benefits of plastic piping in reducing water loss, resisting corrosion, and promoting sustainability. PPI and its members are committed to supporting circularity and innovation in infrastructure development. Learn more at www.plasticpipe.org. PPI is dedicated to promoting plastic as the materials of choice for pipe and conduit applications, collaborating with industry organizations to set standards for manufacturing and installation. Residential chimney repairs in North Vancouver. How tree coverage impacts chimney health. Living on the North Shore in North and West Vancouver means being surrounded by natural beauty, but homeowners should be aware of how tree coverage can impact chimney health. Dense tree coverage can create prolonged shade, leaving chimneys damp and accelerating deterioration. Leaves, debris, and nesting animals can also pose maintenance issues and fire hazards. Common mistakes to avoid include neglecting inspections, skipping professional cleaning, delaying cap replacements, and ignoring signs of water damage. Professional chimney maintenance services in North Vancouver, like those offered by Nickel Masonry and Construction, can help prevent costly repairs and ensure chimney health in tree-heavy areas. Contact Nickel Masonry and Construction today to schedule a professional assessment and keep your chimney in expert hands.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.